Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. This is BRN AM for Monday, April 29th, 2024. And our top story today, mentally stimulating jobs may reduce the risk of cognitive decline and dementia. And joining me now to discuss this and a lot more, Dr. Trina Holt Edwin of Oslo University Hospital. Dr. Edwin, it is so great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you know, this is a really important study that you participated and helped lead. Let's talk about dementia. And really, I think the basis, or I'll let you describe the basis of the study, is that there are mentally stimulating jobs out there that can help you kind of stave off the symptoms that come with dementia.
Yes, we examined what kind of jobs people had during their midlife. And then we looked at the amount of dementia, mild cognitive impairment after the age of 70. So this was a big study in Norway, where we they invited the entire part of a county to be examined, those who were over 70 years of age. And what we found was that those who had more cognitively demanding jobs during their work life, they had significantly lower risk of mild cognitive impairment and dementia after the age of 70.
And this is, I think, really an important discovery. Any reason as to why? I mean, this is just, it stimulate a certain part of the brain. Obviously, I'm a layperson. I don't know very much about the anatomy of the human brain, but I would think that more stimulation probably triggers parts of the brain that could then maintain cognitive function over time.
Yeah, so there's a theory. It's called the cognitive reserve theory. And it states that through education and cognitively stimulating activities and also other kind of activities like physical activity, you could help starve off dementia by making your brain more resilient to the injuries or to the disease that can develop, so that you can probably delay even prevent having dementia or mild cognitive impairment.
Well, Trina, I want to ask you about the different types of tasks that we're talking about here. For example, do you need to be a computer programmer? Is that stimulative? If you do Excel spreadsheets where you're writing formula and you're doing analysis, is that the type of cognitive stimulation that we're talking about here?
Yeah, what we did is that we had this index that we gave every occupation the amount of routine, how routine oriented each occupation is, and then we categorized people into four trajectories, and there were different jobs in each group, but they were similar on this routine index scale. So in the group that were the most mentally stimulating, they were mostly teachers. Mm-hmm. And in the group that were least mentally stimulating, they were mostly helpers and cleaners, road workers, and mail carriers. So what we found was that the kind of tasks that were most important were the non-routine analytical and non-routine mm-hmm. interpersonal scale. So that means analyze information, to engage with other people, to coach, and also to interpret information from others and also give information back. Whilst more routine-oriented, both manual and cognitive, like to operate equipment and to do like filing, were least favorable.
Yeah. Well, Trina, I need to take a very quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about things you can do to strengthen your cognitive abilities. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings and retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms?
Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy.
Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries. 33 years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you gotta start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're gonna change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network. Trina, thank you so much for staying with us. Really appreciate hanging around for segment number two this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm out of curiosity. I'm just kind of thinking, as we were going to commercial break and you were talking about the indexes, I'm wondering where broadcasters factor in. Don't know if that came up as a category, but let's talk. You don't have to answer that. My wife has a few ideas that I'm sure she can share. Let's talk about if you're not in one of these stimulating jobs, like you're not a teacher, you're not doing analytical work today. Doesn't mean you can't do it, but the majority of people, a lot of people do not have those types of jobs. What can you do if you're in more of a repetitive job to strengthen your cognitive abilities so that you stave off that cognitive decline?
Yeah, so our study didn't look into that, I have to say that. But there are, of course, other studies who has looked into what kind of activities you could do to strengthen your cognitive reserve. And very importantly, there is education. But of course, a lot of people, they are already adult and maybe finished with their education. But that's one thing to do. And also, there are some studies who has found effect of cognitive training, puzzles, and word feud, and kind of that kind of activities. But here the research really, there's a lot of discrepancies, so we don't really know if it's efficient or not. But there are a lot of things that you could do to lower your risk of dementia. And the Lancet Commission, they have published 12 risk factors for dementia that are modifiable, that you could do throughout your life. And one thing is education, as I said, and then there's hearing loss things to counter your hearing loss, avoid traumatic brain injury, treat hypertension, don't drink so much alcohol, don't get obese to limit your weight gain. Like smoking, avoid depression, social isolation, and also to maintain physical activity are really important, as well as to try if you can to avoid having diabetes. Yeah, so it's really what you would do to avoid having a heart attack or a stroke, really.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, just as a layperson, that social interaction is so important. So maintaining those friendships, and for what I've read and not experienced personally, but you know, I have loved ones who are at that age, 70 or older. Those relationships and being part of a community, that's really important, and that can be oftentimes be difficult to continue, especially if you've stopped working. So if you've stopped working and you you're kind of disconnected because work represents so much of our lives. But maintaining that community and eliminating the social isolation, that seems to be a big part.
That's a really big part. And also by avoiding social isolation, you would probably prevent depression, which is a strong risk factor. And we're actually looking now into some new numbers from the same cohort to see what kind of factors at work is most important. And it seems actually that the social interaction is one of the most important things. So, but what can you do after you stop working? I think it is important to have some kind of place to meet with others who have the same activities, meet your family, to get out there, even though that you are starting to forget or if you are feeling isolated, it's important to try to reach out to others to stay socialized.
Absolutely. And last question for you, Trina. This is obviously very important and groundbreaking research. How do you follow up on that? So what is the next protocol or next step in the research to get more information and potentially get some groundbreaking treatment plans in place?
Yeah, this is an epidemiological study, which is we are showing associations. And so we can't really, by the design of this study, say that this is causing dementia. So we are, but we are trying to see what can we do to prevent dementia. It's more our focus. But so what we are trying to do now is we are looking at what kind of activities at work is important. Is it the social? How is it? And also to look at the families, how the importance of family and the number of children when your disability, and also so there's a big project going on, and we are looking into different kind of aspects of this. That's for sure.
Yeah, and like again, this is I feel like we're just cracking the code on the human brain. I mean, there's so much that is known. But there's probably a lot, Trina, that is unknown. And people like you and your team are doing a great job trying to uncover a lot of those mysteries. Trina, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us. And we look forward to having you back on the program again very soon.
Thank you. Bye.
And that wraps up this episode of BRN AM. Have a topic of interest? Someone you think we should talk to? Then drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives, check out our latest content, and visit our website. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of BRN AM. We'll have a very special guest and another important topic. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe, keep on saving, and don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.